With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. Book a cabin with leaf views or a home with a fire pit for nights with friends. With stays under $250 a night, find a home for your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Today, we're diving into something that affects pretty much all of us in some way, shape, or form, social media addiction. Ever felt like you're constantly checking notifications, scrolling through endless feeds, and comparing yourself to everyone else? You know that feeling when you put your phone down for 5 minutes and it feels like an eternity? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. While social media can be a fantastic tool for connecting with people and staying informed, it can also easily become a time suck, draining our energy and leaving us feeling more disconnected than ever. It's about finding that sweet spot, right? So how do we understand this beast and tame it? Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you manage your social media consumption and reclaim your precious time. First off, awareness is everything. Before you can start managing anything, you need to know what's going on. Pay attention to how much time you spend on social media each day. Use those built-in phone tracking tools or even just set a timer, it'll be eye-opening. Once you know the numbers, you can start setting realistic goals for reducing your usage. Remember, small changes add up over time. Second, identify your triggers. What makes you reach for that phone? Boredom? Stress? Loneliness? Recognizing these triggers is key to breaking the cycle. When you feel yourself reaching for your phone out of habit, pause for a second and ask yourself, do I really need to be on social media right now? Often, there are healthier and more fulfilling ways to address those feelings. Go for a walk, call a friend, read a book, anything that brings you genuine joy and connection. Third, curate your feed intentionally. Unfollow accounts that make you feel negative or inadequate. It's okay to be selective. Surround yourself with content that inspires you, motivates you, and makes you feel good about yourself. Think of your social media feed as a garden. You want to cultivate positive growth, right? Fourth, take regular breaks. Give yourself designated periods throughout the day where you completely disconnect from social media. During these breaks, focus on activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Read a book, spend time in nature, or simply enjoy some quiet contemplation. These breaks will help you reset, recharge, and come back to social media with a clearer head. Finally, remember that real life is happening right now. Don't let the allure of the digital world distract you from experiencing the richness and beauty of the present moment. Put down your phone, engage with the people around you, and savor those authentic connections. Think about the last time you had a truly meaningful conversation. Did it happen online or face to face? Remember, social media can be a great tool for staying connected, but it should never replace genuine human interaction. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a dinner party with friends and family. You're having a fantastic time, laughing, sharing stories, and enjoying each other's company. But then, someone pulls out their phone and starts scrolling through social media. The energy in the room shifts. It feels like something important is being lost. This happens all the time. We get so caught up in the digital world that we miss out on the simple joys of being present with loved ones. So what can you do about it? Start by making a conscious effort to put your phone away during social gatherings. Turn off notifications, set boundaries, and remind yourself that real connections are made offline. You'll be amazed at how much richer your experiences become when you're fully present in the moment. Listen, managing social media is about finding balance, using it as a tool to connect, inform, and entertain without letting it control our lives. Remember these key takeaways: awareness, intentionality, curation, breaks, and most importantly, prioritize real-life connections. You got this. Take action today, make small changes, and watch how much more fulfilling your life becomes when you reclaim your time and attention from the digital world. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. Let's spread the word about living a more balanced and intentional life. Until next time, stay curious, stay connected, and keep on thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.